of your youth, before the days of trouble come and the years of hosts, when you will say, I find no pleasure in them.
Trey, for reading that for me from Ecclesiastes, a little bit of depressing wisdom from Ecclesiastes chapter 12. That was 12:1. In case you didn't pick that up, that'll be one of our theme scriptures for the day. I think the last time I was up here, I told you guys that it was a really hard preparation to speak on prayer in a different way. Today is going to be a different kind of hard. Today's Senior Sunday. And I'll be graduating one of my own today. I always feel like every year I'm graduating some young men and women who have, in essence, become partly mine, but Jaden's totally mine. So I'm excited about him graduating. I'm sad about him graduating. So you guys bear with me if I get a little... My voice cracks a little bit. I'm going to try to be a real man here and cry like Jesus when I do. So let's start off with some additional scripture from the book of Ecclesiastes. What Trey read for us was kind of the end of the matter, the ending statements. Man, enjoy life while you're young. Make the most of these days because there's going to come a time when the days aren't so sweet, when the days become more taxing, when the days are terrible. I mean, you read that and it's just like, storm is coming and you better be ready for the storm because that storm's going to last a long time. Those of us who have a little years under us, we know that, yes, storms do come, but they don't necessarily last forever. Now, that's not what he's trying to say. What he's trying to say is, if you will live well now, when storms come later, you can continue to live well. But if you do not live well now, when storms come later, you'll probably drown. You'll probably drown. Let's look at Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 1 through 8, just for a second. For everything there is a season. And a time for every matter under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up what's planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to seek and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away, a time to tear and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. If you're like me, you read that and you're like, okay, I get it. I get it. There's a time for all these things. It's like you're watching the movie Forrest Gump again and going through the list of all the shrimp that you can eat. You know, it's like, man, just Solomon, okay, this is wise, I understand, but all you had to say was that opening statement, there's a time for everything. But he lays it all out there, and the time that we have today is a time for celebration. So what I want to ask, I know y'all clapped earlier, was that for Billy's birthday? Okay, good. I didn't want y'all to celebrate the seniors before I had time to be in here. Billy, I don't care. I'm just kidding, brother. Happy birthday. Stand up, my seniors. Stand up if you're in here. Let's celebrate. You guys can sit down. I know that for most of you, you think about graduation as something that just, it's one of those things that just kind of happens. You go to school for 12 years, maybe 13, and then you just get your diploma and you move on. And it's really easy to just look at all the activities and all the things and all the places that you have to be and the clothes that you have to wear and just go, can we just get this over with? But I think if we heed the wisdom of Solomon here, guys, we can begin to realize that there is joy to be harvested from the tree that was planted the day you went to kindergarten. Excuse me. There's joy to be had